lot of that's being generated from the Urbana campus. The other biggest one is actually up here, education. It's $105 million in education expenditures that we had. But in there, it includes almost $75 million of student aid, of Pell dollars are in there. So that's a big, that's where those Pell dollars are for in education. As you know, there's an administrative review going on right now of UA. I think that this is a regular report that comes out as a peer comparison of what we call institutional support. Institutional support is really identified as expenditures for central executive level activities concerned with management of the institution, and includes things like the investment office, administrative IT, employee personnel and records, or HR, logistical activities, including procurement, development and fundraising activities, and support services for faculty and staff, you know, payroll, benefits, that type of thing. And as you can see here, based on this is the fiscal year 11 numbers, we are at 4.9% of total expenditures. And basically the only two that are lower than that are Iowa and Michigan. And the reason they're lower is because in their denominator in this calculation, they have these mega medical centers that are in those calculations. So you basically, Iowa's probably 2.5 times the size of the Chicago operation of the academic medical center. And Michigan's, what, 4 times the size. So I think what I'm gonna do is when I bring this back and with all the rest of the fiscal indicators in May, I'm gonna try to strip out the medical centers and show you Hassan's medical center and see where this falls out. But you can see that basically we compare very favorably as far as our institutional support cost for the university in total. Now I go into the bonus round now with 2 slides. The debt capacity, I want to put this up because as I said before, it was brought up before, we are now in a warning period from Moody's and from the rating agencies, because when the state was put on a warning, we got put on warning of a potential downgrade to us because of our substantial reliance on the state. They're going to take action on us. It was December 18th when they gave us the notice. They had to take action in 90 days, so we're halfway through that period. So by the time we're back here in March, we'll be telling you what happened. But I think that, you know, what I wanted to basically just stress, again, we basically have $1.5 billion in bonds outstanding that are rated AA2. And as I've said before, the state rating is an A2, so you can see 4 full notches higher for the University of Illinois. If we were to sell those types of bonds on a yield to maturity basis right now, for the AA rated bonds for the University of Illinois, I would expect somewhere between 420 to 435 for 30-year bonds, the interest rates on those, if we do not get a penalty from having Illinois associated with in the name, because I think Illinois is certainly paying a penalty in their bond issuance. The other one I wanted to have, this is $1.5 billion up here, but the hospital, about $60 million in hospital bonds rated A1. As you know, we're working on a bond issue for the hospital, 30-year bonds. Right now, I would expect if we can get into the market right now, be about 4.5% if we can hold this A1 rating for those bonds. I think the biggest thing that they look at, that the rating agencies will be looking at is, again, to them, I think demand, enrollment and demand is one of the key, I call it quantitative factors that they look at and I think we're very strong there. Our problems on the qualitative side is basically our relationship with the state and basically a reliance on the state. And that's basically, we're gonna have a good, you know, as I said before, a robust conversation with the rating agencies to support that. So, but that's just my last segue is just last Friday, if anybody wants it, is my segue from yesterday and our discussion about online learning. They just came out, the rating agencies just came out with that online learning is a credit positive, you know, for a university. So if anybody wants that, without going into great detail, that's my connection with yesterday. The last thing I wanted to talk about, and I think it's basically for all of the board to understand or know about, last slide, is essentially that we are moving and changing our asset allocation strategy. As some of you know, we manage about $400 million of the endowment over at the university. So this is our asset allocation strategy as it exists right now. What we are going to do is basically make it simple. We're going to take out basically our active managers, 2 active managers.